As you go deeper and deeper, relax. Just allow yourself to let go as you go deeper and deeper into deep states of relaxation now, called hypnosis. And as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper, I'm going to count very quickly from 10 down to 1 and deepen the trance. 10, going deeper, relax now. 2, just allow yourself to go deeper and deeper as you let yourself go. Your body is relaxing and it feels heavier as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper. 8, 7, 6, body's feeling heavier now as you let go. 5, going deeper and deeper, relaxed. 4, deeper and deeper now. 3, deeper, relaxed, much deeper than before. 2, feeling just completely relaxed as you allow yourself to just let go. 2, deeper and deeper. 1, deeply relaxed. That's right. Just allow your unconscious mind to bring you there naturally, easily, as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper relaxed. 1 and 0, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed. And your unconscious mind knows there's a state much deeper than the trance you're in right now. And I would like your unconscious mind to take you there now. That's right. And with each breath that you take, you find yourself going deeper and deeper relaxed. That's right. Now, in a moment, I'm going to have you open and close your eyes several times. And every time you close your eyes, you will go much deeper into trance than where you were just a moment previous. Every time you open and close your eyes, you will go much deeper than you were previously. And you will feel the depth of trance as your body sinks down lower into the sofa. That's right. Open and close your eyes now and go twice deeper into trance, deeper and deeper. Just let yourself go. That's right. Open and close your eyes now and go twice deeper into trance. And you will notice that your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier and much harder to open. And that's normal. Open and close your eyes now, as you go deeper and deeper into trance. That's right, you're doing very well. Open and close your eyes now and go twice deeper into trance, much deeper than before. Eyelids are getting much heavier now, much harder to open your eyes. Open and close your eyes now as you go twice deeper into trance, much deeper than before. Much deeper than before. That's right. Now, during the entire session, whenever I want you to go even deeper at certain parts of the hypnosis, you will hear this sound. And when you hear this sound, only during today's session, when you hear this sound, you will instantly go twice deeper into trance than where you were just a moment before. Throughout the session, every time you hear this sound, you will go twice deeper into trance than where you were just a moment ago. That's right. And now that you are deep into trance, deeply relaxed, feeling peaceful, feeling calm, feeling safe. That's right. And I wonder now if you can imagine a big old house somewhere. A house with trees and a big fancy door and windows, and maybe there is a garden and a fence. It's the kind of house that's been there for a long time, that somehow the sun shines on that house. It's a happy place, and there have been birthdays and candles and Christmas trees and Easter eggs. Life has gone on in that house for a very long time. And people have grown up in there, and they have left to get married, and they have come back with their babies, and little children have grown up in the kitchen, crawling around and laughing. And there are toys, and it's a lovely place. And there's always laughter in that house, and there are people having meals, and in the evening they go into the living room, and maybe they put on the stereo, and they listen to soft, gentle music. And that soft, gentle music makes them relax and drift away, and nothing bothers them. And they lie there relaxing, imagining that music in that happy house. And you can imagine them so relaxed that they feel as if they are sinking into the sofa now, as the sofa is supporting them gently, safely. And I wonder if you can feel yourself sinking gently into that sofa now, and feeling yourself supported as if you are on a big fleecy cloud, and just drifting down and down into that cloud, feeling yourself going deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Just allowing yourself to drift away now. Nothing's important, nothing matters. And you can feel yourself going down and down. And my voice can become whatever you want it to be. My voice can become the sound of rain on the window pane on a winter's night. Or my voice can be the voice of a teacher, or that of a parent, or a friend. And my voice can be the wind blowing along an empty street in the summer. Or maybe the wind is blowing along a street in the fall. And the wind picks up a leaf, and that leaf gets carried away here and there, and it goes left and right and up and down. And that wind carries the leaf safely and gently as it goes round and round, swirling and swooping. And then it goes down, gently, swirling around, as if it is in a spiral staircase. And I wonder if you can imagine a spiral staircase, the way the spiral staircase goes down and round and round. And you can imagine yourself on that spiral staircase, and you can imagine going down that spiral staircase. And there is a handrail, and it's very safe. And you can count yourself down that spiral staircase. And the first step is 10. And the next step goes down deeper, 9 and 8, feeling more relaxed and more comfortable. And 7, drifting away. Then 6, down and down, really relax. Then 5, deeper and deeper. Then 4, nothing matters, nothing counts. You have nothing to do. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to think, listen, anything at all. And then 3, nearing the bottom, totally relaxed. Then 2, almost there, and 1, gone down into some warm and safe dark place where your mind can just drift away. If any thoughts come into your mind, just let them go. Like little puppies running away wagging their tails, you can just ignore them. They'll just go away. And then 1. You're at the bottom, feeling really good, totally relaxed, And you can just enjoy that feeling of release and relaxation, knowing that everything's okay and you're okay and there are no issues. There's nothing you have to do. You're doing very well, Kenzie. And I wonder now if there is some place that you can go to in your mind, some place that's safe and secure, some place that's really yours, that you enjoy, a place that you can go to in your mind where everything is just the way you want it to be. Everything is ideal, a place where only you can go unless you invite others. And today is just you, where you will always feel safe and well, a place where you are healthy, fit, and strong, a place where you feel full of confidence and ability, a place where you know who you are and why you are, and it's just the place you want to be. And when you get to that place and enjoy for a moment, I'd like you to raise the index finger of your right hand to let me know you're there. Excellent. And that place you can always go back to. It's always there for you. It's always there in your mind. And in that place you are strong and healthy and in control, because you are in control of your life, Kenzie. You can do whatever you want to do. Now, I know there are some things you think you are not in control of, but in fact, you really are in control of everything. You can decide for yourself what you do. No one else can tell you anything else. You can decide what to eat. You can decide what to wear. And you can decide when you get up and when you go to bed, can't you? And you can decide what habits you want to have, and you can decide what you want to get rid of. And if something bothers you, you want to stop it. You've got the power to do that because you are in control. You have that ability to be completely in control. And no matter how long something has gone on, you can stop it immediately. You just make the decision. And you know that, don't you? And that's how you do it. Because just look at your life. You have achieved so many things. There was a time as a child when you couldn't even tie your own shoelaces, and you did that. And there was a time when making friends may have been a challenge, and you did that. And there may have been times when getting a job or getting through school or meeting boys, all of these things may have been a challenge to you, but you did all of these things. You have achieved a lot in your life using your own willpower. And you have the ability to achieve anything you want. And you've come here today because there is something you want. There's something you are determined to do. And you now know you can do that because you are sitting there and you've made a serious decision. And your decisions affect your life. And you know you can do this because you are in control. You decide and you act. And that's it. It's always been like that, and it always will be. And I wonder now if you can imagine being back in that house, that happy house. And inside that house, there's a staircase. And that staircase goes down towards a door. And you can see the door from the top of the stairs. And as you go down those stairs, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper, really, really relaxed, really entranced. And you can go down those stairs at any speed you want. And when you get to the bottom of those stairs, you'll be totally relaxed, totally at ease. And at the bottom of those stairs, there is a door. And behind that door is something wonderful for you. So I would like you now, Kinsey, to go down those stairs at whatever speed you like. And as you go down each step, you'll go deeper and deeper and more relaxed. And when you get to the bottom, I want you to raise the index finger of your right hand to let me know you're there. Excellent. Now that you are at the bottom of the staircase, deep in trance, I want you to open that door. Now I want you to let me know that you've opened that door by raising that index finger again. Excellent. Now behind that door, Kinsey, are parts of yourself. There's all the parts of yourself that make you who you are. There's all the parts in there of your creativity, of your intelligence, your sense of humor, your many skills and abilities. And you can imagine going through that door and finding yourself in amongst all those good parts of yourself. And there's all the parts there that make you feel good about yourself. And you can imagine them meeting you. And you feel so good because every part of you is valuable. Every part of you intends for your own benefit. Every thought you have, every idea you have is actually for your own good. And as you look around that room, you can see all those wonderful parts. And yet, there's a part missing. And you look carefully around that room and you see on the far wall, there's a door. This is a black door. And you go to that door and you open it carefully. And inside there, there's another part of you. There's the part of you in there that keeps you smoking. And you look around and there's that small frightened part that keeps you smoking. And because this part wanted to help you when you started smoking all those years ago, it thought it was doing something really good for you. But over the years, it has realized it made a serious mistake. You should never, never have started smoking. And now it is frightened of what you will say and what you might do. But every part of you is valuable. And every part of you means well. And so, I'd like you to go down and embrace that part. Comfort it. Tell it you realize that it made a mistake. That it's okay to make mistakes. That the only thing that's not okay is if you keep making the same mistakes. And in your own way, however you can, you persuade that smoking part of you that it's okay, that it can stop doing that now, that it doesn't matter anymore because you've made that decision. And you can take that part and leave the room now. And as you leave the room, the door closes behind you. And that small, frightened part, that part that kept you smoking all these years, as it goes in amongst all the other parts, it begins to change and grow and get stronger and brighter. And you can introduce that part to the part of you that is creative, the part of you that knows how to do new things. You can work with that part that was smoking. And you can come up with many creative things you can do instead of smoking that will give you the same benefits. And you remember now that you wrote down many new behaviors of you as a non-smoker. You've written down all the triggers that caused you to light up in the past. Now, I will mention them all now here. All of the new behaviors of you as a non-smoker. Whenever you are triggered to have a cigarette, you will instantly breathe deeply, smile, and if it is safe to do so, close your eyes. And as you do, you feel instantly calm and in control. The thought of smoking just disappears. Whenever you feel lonely, isolated, ignored, unhappy, stressed, insecure, uncomfortable, unimportant, bored, you will instantly breathe deeply, smile, and if safe to do so, close your eyes. And as you do, you feel instantly calm and in control. The thought of smoking just disappears. Whenever you are triggered to have a cigarette while driving or after meals, breaks at work, at social gatherings, reading, while waiting for something, talking on the phone, while writing, after completing a task, you will instantly breathe deeply, smile, and if safe to do so, close your eyes. And as you do, you feel instantly calm and in control. The thought of smoking just disappears. Whenever you interact with Paul by phone or in person, you will instantly breathe deeply, smile if appropriate, and if safe to do so, close your eyes. And as you do, you feel instantly calm and in control. The thought of smoking just disappears. Whenever you need a break in the routine, need comfort, need relaxation, need to control your appetite, need to be occupied, need to think clearly, need a reward, all of these things, you will instantly breathe deeply, smile, and if safe to do so, close your eyes. And as you do, you feel instantly calm and in control. The thought of smoking just disappears. Whenever you experience unexpected bad news of any kind, you will instantly breathe deeply, smile, and if it is safe to do so, close your eyes. And as you do, you feel instantly calm and in control. The thought of smoking just disappears. Every time you have the thought of having a cigarette, you will instantly breathe deeply, smile, and if safe to do so, close your eyes. And as you do, you feel instantly calm and in control. The thought of smoking just disappears. That's right. That's right. Now, I'm instructing your unconscious mind to take all of the new behaviors that you wrote down, all the new behaviors that I just mentioned, to take your memories of them and lodge them permanently in your unconscious mind. And I'm further instructing your unconscious mind to bring to your conscious awareness the ideal new behavior that you need when you need it to keep you smoke-free. Your unconscious mind remembers all of the new behaviors of you as a non-smoker. And you will be amazed at how fast you can come up with even more things that you can do that will replace that habit you used to have. And it might be petting your pet. It might be going for a walk. It might be listening to soft music. Who knows? But the creative part of you, that wonderful, rich, creative part of you, that's helped you all your life, will help you now. And you can substitute different behavior for the ones you've had. And you can get curious as to what those behaviors might be, because you will find them arriving naturally at the time that you need them. And every time that old habit comes to mind, a new behavior will replace it. And that new behavior will take over, as if it has been there forever. And it will feel so natural and so easy that you just do it for as long as you need to. And when you don't need to, you can just stop doing it. because you've got control. And you can be really surprised at how often you can do it. That's right. Now, in that room, in amongst those parts, you look around to the back wall where that black door is. And as you look, that black door begins to shrink. And it gets smaller and smaller until it is the size of a golf ball. And it gets smaller and smaller still, and it just disappears. And that place is sealed away forever. That's right. And so you bring that part into the room with all the other parts, and just getting in touch with all those parts. The part with your creativity, your laughter, your friendship, all the parts that make you feel good, they all combine now and make you feel really good. And you feel so good and you feel so wonderful because you've made a serious decision. And you know it's the right decision. And all those reasons you used to have are gone. And that makes you feel so good because you know you've done that. And so with all the best wishes of those good parts, you move towards the other end of the room. And there's another door. And there's another door. And this time you go through into another room. And on the far wall is a giant TV screen, and there's a movie playing. And you go and you stand in front of that movie. And on a small table in front of you, there's a video remote controller. And you can make that movie go fast or slow or backwards or forwards. And you look at the movie and you realize that movie is showing you on your typical day. It shows you getting up in the morning. It shows you having breakfast if you have breakfast. It shows you driving to work, driving between clients. It shows you at work, taking breaks, driving home after work, and getting home and doing your routine, whether it's watching TV, taking care of your son, whatever it might be. This is your typical day. And you watch the movie. And you are able to speed up the movie and see your whole day go fast. And you can reverse it too. And you can control your day any way you want. But you look at it closely and you see that you are in all the scenes. And there are so many scenes where you are holding a cigarette. And you see yourself holding that cigarette and you realize that something's not right. And you realize with horror that there's a rope wrapped around the wrist that is holding that cigarette. And that rope is coming out of the giant TV screen and it is wrapped around your own wrist right now. And you are connected to that. And as you look into every scene, there is a rope coming out, tied around your wrist, tied to that cigarette. But you are in control. And so you wind that video back to the beginning and you see yourself waking up in the morning, getting up, and you see yourself reaching for the pack of cigarettes and you see the rope and something sharp appears in your other hand in that room. And you reach out and you easily cut the rope. You break the connection, and as you do, the picture of cigarettes disappears, and you see yourself with no cigarettes, and a big smile is on your face, and feeling really, really good. And the movie goes on to another scene. You're having breakfast if you have breakfast, and you are feeling good. And then you see yourself again. There's a hand with the cigarette and the rope, and you reach out and you cut that rope again. And as you do, the cigarette disappears. And you feel so good, and you know that you don't have to have that. Connection is gone. that connection is gone. And you can go through now and see every scene in your typical day, and you can cut the rope and you cut away the connection between you and that cigarette. I want you to do that now. Use that remote control and go through your day as fast as you like. And at every scene, every time you smoke, reach out and just cut that rope. And you will see it falls off both wrists. And you are free. That's right. Just use that remote control and go through your day as fast as you like. And at every scene, every time you smoke, reach out and just cut that rope. And you will see it falls off both wrists. And you are free. And you can fast forward through that scene and cut every rope. And when you have done that, you'll have a movie of your day with no cigarettes. And there's other movies on there too. There are movies of you on holidays. There are movies of going to visit friends. There are movies of you at socials. And you cut the rope in all of them. There are movies of you seeing Paul or talking to Paul on the phone. And you cut the rope in all of those instances. And when you have done that, you can run that movie backwards as fast as you can, like an old jerky black and white comedy, and just see your day running backwards and all those cigarettes disappear. And when you get to the beginning, run it forwards again. Take a moment to see yourself going smoothly through your whole day, and there are no cigarettes. In that movie, you are smiling and feeling good. And you are doing all those other things in place of cigarettes. The deep breathing, the smiling, the closing of eyes if it's safe to do so. You are doing all those new behaviors of a non-smoker. And at the end of the day, you see yourself go to bed, feeling healthy and happy, and feeling very much in control. Just thinking about how your decision has changed your life and how your days will be from now on. And you can fast forward with that remote control into the next day and the next day, and you can see your life as it will be. See your life as it is. Fresh breath, more money in your pockets, physically fitter, feeling healthier, feeling happier, having more energy, more clear-headed, feeling completely clean, feeling more relaxed. And I wonder how good that makes you feel. And so you put down the remote controller and you start a new movie. And in this movie, you see yourself walking across a bridge. And halfway across the bridge, there is a tape, a paper ribbon of some sort. And you walk up to it, and on the other side of the bridge, there are people there, just waiting for you to cross, to welcome you. And you realize you can walk forward across that bridge and leave the past behind. All you have to do is break that tape, that flimsy bit of paper. That's all there is to it. Snapping that tape means you are choosing to go forward, crossing into a new life, a different life, clean and free. And can you break that tape and go forward now? Breaking that tape means you have decided to leave that habit behind and make a clean break. And if you are ready to push through that tape now and leave that habit behind forever, you can signal to me by raising the index finger of your right hand. Excellent. And so you walk forward against that tape, and it breaks. and flutters away harmlessly, and you realize that everything has changed. You have changed. And all the people on the other side are all the people you know and love, and all the people who love you, and all the people you have known in the past. And they're all looking at you, and many are applauding. And you come down from that bridge, and you feel really, really good because you have left behind all that old stuff. And you move among these people, feeling good. And some hug and kiss you. Some pat you on the back. And they are shaking your hand. And you can hear them saying, "That Kinsey, you know, what she has done, she's changed her life. I always knew she could. I always thought she was strong and powerful." And over on the far side, you hear somebody saying, "I'm so proud of her. I've always been proud of her." That's right. And of course, your mother is there. And she is so very pleased, so very proud that you've made the decision and that you're sticking to this decision. She is so proud of you. Your sister Kayla is there, giving you a big hug, showing her deep appreciation for what you have done. And of course, Neo, in his own mind, he may or may not be aware of the importance of you being a non-smoker now. But on some level, he knows it's a good thing. And in some level, he is very much aware and proud. And of course, your friends, Summer, Coco, Andrea, they're all so very happy for you. And they're proud of you. And you feel and sense their appreciation of you for having done what you have done. And of course, in the spirit world, your father, Ralph, he's looking down and with joy, with happiness, knowing full well that you've taken charge of your life, that you are moving forward into this world with a very strong appreciation for your health. And being a non-smoker is one thing he's super, super proud of. And so you move on, and other people are saying, "You know, that woman, she's smart. She knows how to get things done. She's done so much in her life. Now look at what she's doing." And as you walk along, you bump into some people that you haven't seen in a long time. And they don't realize that you're now a non-smoker. And one of them offers you a cigarette. You look at the person and you look at the cigarette and you realize what they're doing is they're offering you a sign of friendship. And so you accept the friendship but push away the cigarette. That's right. And from now on, that's what you're going to do because you are now a non-smoker. And you make it very clear to them, "I'm now a non-smoker. I don't do that anymore." That's right. From now on, that is what you'll do. And here's a scene now where you're at a social somewhere, a party, and there is a cigarette there in an ashtray. And you pick it up and you snap it in two, because from now on, Kinsey, anytime you find a cigarette in your fingers, you just snap it in two and you throw it down because it is over. You will always do that. And as you walk out of there in the new life, all those good wishes go with you. And you feel so good about that decision. And you know that you will never, never, never go back. Never go back and do that again. It's over with. And so you find yourself now walking along the side of a river somewhere. Or maybe it's a lake. It's a lovely, warm summer day. The sun is shining, and there is fresh air blowing along. And there are flowers and birds singing, and it's the best day you've ever had. And as you walk along, you can somehow see yourself walking along. It's as if you are seeing you from above, from a distance. And you can see how you are dressed, how you walk, and you can read the thoughts of that person, that you walking along, clear in your mind. You hear yourself think to yourself, "How healthy you are now. how getting rid of that dirty, messy habit has made your lungs clean and clear. Because you know for your long-term health, for your breathing, you need to have clean, clear lungs. And you don't really enjoy that habit anyway. You never really did. And you know that it makes you feel sick to your stomach. It makes you feel horrible. If you were to have a puff of cigarette, it would taste like hairspray, except 10 times worse. You would feel awful. That's right. You would feel so sick to your stomach. It would be like the taste of hairspray, 10 times worse. And so you refuse to take a puff. That dirty, smelly, awful tasting habit is past. It's over with. You want to stay healthy and feel good. And now, as you watch yourself walk along that road, you can hear yourself think about how you've now got more money, things you can buy with this money. You have better health, and you sense that you have a brighter future in front of you. And you can see that you are feeling so good, and that you're feeling good about yourself, because think about what you have gained and what you have actually given up. What you have given up is the smoker's cough, the bad breath, the smelly hair, the dull skin. And what you have gained, well, your taste buds have come back to life. You can really taste your food much better now. You really enjoy being in the company of other people again, not having to hide the tobacco, because you are now a non-smoker. Your eyes sparkle, your teeth are white and clean, and I wonder if you can feel a smile on your lips now. And you look around, and everything reminds you how you have changed, and you can be surprised over the next days and hours and weeks how little things you notice will surprise you, will remind you of how you have changed and how good it is. And you can look forward to a long and healthy life. That's right. And as you walk along there, you find yourself outside a clinic, a hospice of some kind of private hospital. And you walk inside and you stop outside a hospital room, and inside that room, there's a woman lying in bed. She's only a year older than you, and she is surrounded by family and friends, and they are all crying. And as you listen in, you listen to that woman, and she is telling the people around her, her family and friends, what she told herself, why she kept smoking all these years. And I wonder if you know what reasons she told the others, told herself, and I wonder if you can hear how false they sound. She goes on to say that one of her daughters is a special needs child that requires a lot of special care and attention, and that caring for this child can be chaotic and highly stressful. In addition to this, her ex-partner, the father of her three children, is a very manipulative and malicious person, causing daily stress to herself and her kids. Over the years, she's come to believe that smoking would reduce her stress and help her cope with the daily expected and unexpected chaos. But here she is, lying in bed. Her life is slipping away. The smoking has severely damaged her lungs, and her health is slipping away. She is realizing now that smoking did not reduce stress. It actually added more stress. Sadly, it is too late for her. Her life is slipping away. And she is crying. And she's surrounded by family and friends and telling them all the excuses she gave herself for why she smoked all these years. And they don't sound very convincing, do they? She said she smoked to reduce stress, when the truth is that she added more stress to her mind and body. She said it was something that kept her sane and gave her a feeling of control, when the truth is that these beliefs were all lies. These beliefs were terrible, terrible coping mechanisms that she used for a wide range of issues, including dealing with her turbulent past. She goes on to say to her crying family and friends that she smoked a lot throughout the day, in social gatherings, after eating, while driving, while on the phone, after meals, also as a reward for completing tasks. And on, she's explaining all of her excuses as to why she kept on smoking. But as you listen to her excuses, they don't sound convincing, do they? Smoking has never helped anyone. All those excuses are false. All those excuses she told herself all these years just isn't true. Smoking never helped anyone. Smoking is actually dangerous and deadly. Here she is crying, family and friends crying, and her life is slipping away, filled with regret. She's telling her family and friends that she should have known better. She should have been smart enough to not believe all those excuses and all those lies. Here she is crying at her selfishness and stupidity, and she will never come out of that bad. And you think to yourself that you wouldn't like to explain to people who love you and depend on you. You don't want to end up like this broken woman. And so you close the door on that scene, knowing that that will never happen to you, that all those excuses were false, that what that woman believed and paid for just isn't true. Cigarettes never helped anybody do anything. And so you walk away. You walk away feeling proud and determined, and that changes you. You feel something change inside of you. Every cigarette is a problem. Every puff is a danger. And when you imagine a cigarette in your fingers now, that image of the dying woman comes to mind. And every time you think of a cigarette, an image of that dying woman appears. The fear, the depression, the guilt, the anger at the waste, and an image of a family and friends crying, lost. And you can just imagine snapping that weak, fragile cigarette and just snapping it, crushing it, and throwing it away and grinding it into the ground and everything it represents, because nothing will ever make you take that first puff again. It's over with. It's over with, because you have the power. You have the power now. You have the power to change, and you've already changed. That's right. Exactly as it is. Kinsey, you know that the only thing that stops you from stopping is an irrational fear, but there's nothing to fear. Giving up cigarettes is simple and direct. You will feel nothing. You will feel nothing at all. You will be able to go through your day normally, and all those things that you used to do will just not be there anymore. You can forget about them, and you can forget about the habits. And you can say to yourself, in fact, I want you to repeat after me silently in your mind, repeat after me. I deserve to be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. I don't smoke. I will never, never smoke. I am free. I had my last cigarette a long, long time ago. And when you think about smoking, somehow it seems to be a long, long time ago in the past. And whenever you think about a cigarette or smoking, you remember that it tastes like hairspray, except 10 times worse, and you feel awful. And whenever you think about smoking, you take that thought, that image, and you move it far away to your left in your mind, and it all seems such a long, long time ago, in a different lifetime, when you were a different person, because you deserve to be a non-smoker. You are a non-smoker. Smoking was never something you enjoyed. And you can tell yourself that over and over and over again with every breath. I never enjoyed smoking. Cigarettes taste like hairspray, except 10 times worse. Cigarettes make me sick. And so you continue talking to yourself and you say, I have something else. Now I feel good about myself. I keep my habits under control. I am in charge. I know what I am doing. I know who I am. I am in control. I deserve to be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. I don't smoke. I will never, never smoke. It's over now. I have stopped forever. And I know how to make this work. It's working now. I am a non-smoker now. It's over now. Giving up this dirty, smelly, dangerous habit is over. It's easy. Giving up this dirty, smelly, dangerous habit is easy. Because you have the ability to take charge of your life. You have the ability to decide what you want to do. You have the ability to take a decision. You've already taken that decision. And that has changed your life today, hasn't it? You're a different person now. And so now you can look ahead to the rest of your day and see yourself going through your day, and you will have a different behavior. And people will look at you differently. And when they look at you differently, that just reminds you of your decisions and how easy it is and how good you feel. And little things throughout the day and in the evening will keep reminding you of how good you feel about yourself, about your decision, and about how other people regard you now. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, the first thing in your mind will be how wonderful you feel. How wonderful you feel as you are feeling right now. The same feeling of calm and inner peace that you're feeling right now is how you will feel in the morning, every morning. And there will be a few moments where your body begins to heal, and maybe, and just for a little while, you may experience some discomfort. Maybe. You may experience some coughing. Because you're clearing your lungs now and your lungs are healing. But these are all signs that you are getting healthy, that you are well on your way to fitness, that you will be fit and ready for a healthier life, that you will never be bothered by these symptoms again, because those are healthy signs telling you your body is healing and you can look out for them. And they'll all remind you of how good this decision is. And they will remind you of the way that you can go through your whole day and never even think about it. As each hour passes, your resolve, your capability will get stronger and stronger as it is right now. And in your mind, there is that feeling of certainty that you will never, never, never have another puff. You've had your last. It is over with at last. It is over. And that's really good, isn't it? And you know that you will be very successful at this. You will be very successful at this. You've been successful at so many things in your life, but you are going to be very successful. And you can feel that now, that feeling of certainty, of your ability, that nothing will sway you. Come what may, nothing will sway. Come what may, you have all the resources to make it work, and that you are in charge, and you are going to go forward to a great success. And you find the following words going around in your head and your mind over and over, all day long, all night long, while you sleep. These are words that are repetitive in your subconscious mind below your conscious awareness. And these are the words that are in a loop, repeating themselves over and over in your subconscious mind. I deserve to be a non-smoker. I am a non-smoker. I stopped smoking permanently. I'm a non-smoker. This is my new life now. I'm so proud to be a non-smoker. And these words keep repeating themselves subconsciously below your conscious awareness all day long and all night long. So now I would like you to think back over all those successes you've had in your life and all those people with good wishes towards you and all those people who support you and all the other things you have learned today. And bring that feeling of success, that feeling of certainty, knowing that you are in control and that you are a non-smoker now and for the rest of your life. Now in a moment, I'm going to be asking your subconscious mind a question. And if the answer is yes, you will raise the index finger of your right hand. If the answer is yes, here is the question that I'm asking your subconscious mind now. Are you, Kinsey, a non-smoker now? Excellent. That lets you know that every part of you, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, has changed forever. And we will just go on. And your mind has agreed to do everything needed. You are now a non-smoker. That the habit is now in the past, that's your guarantee. You now know you have finished with this. And when you emerge from hypnosis in the next little while, you'll know that the things we have talked about are so true. And you will just know that you are different now in many, many ways. And you may surprise yourself at how different you can be, how easy it is, so simple. It's actually simple. And that's another good thing. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis, knowing the truth that you are now naturally, easily, effortlessly a non-smoker. Easily, effortlessly. After all, you were born into this world as a non-smoker. It is your natural state. 1, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place here today, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, on all levels in every way, where you are now embracing your natural true self as a non-smoker. 2, recognizing that you are now a non-smoker. Recognizing that you are in control and you are proud to be in control and that you are proud that you are doing the right thing by being a healthy non-smoker by choice, by decree, by decision. And you use whatever tools available to you to ensure that you maintain your truth as a non-smoker. 3, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place here today. Changes that will continue to unfold every second of every minute of every hour, maintaining your truth as a healthy non-smoker. And 4, recognizing that the hypnosis is now quickly coming to an end. And 5, eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling relaxed, peaceful, calm, and knowing the truth that you are now easily and effortlessly a non-smoker.